Chapter 33. Arrested. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Psalm 119, verse 37. Evangelist was not mistaken. What he said happened. As soon as Christian and Faithful entered the fair, a change seemed to come over the city. All the guests who walked around at the fair stopped their business and games and stared at the travelers in amazement. "What is this? Look over there." Everyone looked at the two men. For a moment it was quiet, but then the noise burst forth, and within a short time the entire city was in turmoil. "Just look at what they are wearing. Who is clothed like that today? They are strange," someone cried. "They are outsiders," someone also yelled. "Did you hear how they talk? What language?" Some came closer to hear what Christian and Faithful were talking about, but they did not understand a word of it. They had no idea what they were discussing. After all, this was impossible, for the two men spoke the language of Canaan. The people did not know that language, for they were people of the world, where another language was spoken. The salesmen thought Christian and Faithful were strange. "They do not even look at our stuff, but just walk on." "Hey, do you not want to buy something?" they called. But the two men put their fingers into their ears. In the meantime, they prayed to God, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity." They asked the Lord if he would direct their eyes, for they were afraid of sinning with their eyes. They did not want to listen, neither did they want to look at all these things. They looked up. There in heaven above was where they wanted to be. There was their citizenship. That was their dwelling place. Someone at the fair noticed this. Mockingly, he asked, "Sirs, what would you like to buy?" Solemnly, Christian and Faithful looked at him and said, "We buy the truth." The people at the fair did not understand this at all. Some shrugged their shoulders. "Oh, well, they are not in their right mind." Others laughed about it. Suddenly, someone said, "Come on, beat them. Who dares?" Everybody began to yell and to walk and mingle with each other. It became one big wild situation. A few men quickly ran to the owner of the fair and told him what was happening. He came immediately. He called a few of his best friends and said, "Can you examine these two men?" The friends of the owner jumped to the front and grabbed Christian and Faithful. "Come here. Where do you actually come from, and where do you want to go? Why do you look so strange?" "We are travelers," the two answered. "We do not belong in this world, for we are strangers here. We are traveling to our own country, to the heavenly Jerusalem. That is our home. Along the way, we do not harm anyone, neither do we any wrong to these salesmen." "But what exactly happened then?" the friends of the owner yelled. "They just started to hit us," Christian and Faithful said. "They asked us what we wanted to buy. Then we answered, 'We buy the truth.' That is all we said. We do not understand either why they suddenly acted so angrily toward us." The owner's friends looked at each other for a moment. "I think they're crazy," one roared. "They only came here to disturb the fair," another one cried. The owner of the fair made a quick decision. Christian and Faithful were roughly taken and handcuffed. They received hard blows and were ridiculed for a while. Some mocked and laughed at them. Others snarled, "Good job, be firm with them." They looked around at the ground and saw mud and dung from the animals. "Here," they yelled, while they threw handfuls of dirt against the two men. The owner of the fair saw everything and loudly laughed about it. Christian and Faithful let it happen and did not respond. They did not become angry, nor did they call them names. Instead, they blessed. When they were called evil words, they answered with good words. They even tried to be friendly to those men. Some saw this and noticed that these men were honest. "Stop! This is going too far. You are not allowed to do that to these innocent men." "What, stop?" others angrily yelled back. "You must be friends of these two men. Beware, otherwise the same is going to happen to you." "We are not friends. We only tell you that these two men are not bad. They are quiet, good men who do no harm to anybody. There are enough others at the fair who are bad. Rather bind those. Hit them on the head. They deserve it more than these men." The other people did not take that. Angry words flew back and forth. In the meantime, Christian and Faithful kept very quiet. They saw the men becoming more and more fierce. Here and there, people were severely beaten. Some were even injured. The two travelers were brought to the judges. They were blamed for this uproar and were severely beaten. Then they were chained and dragged through the city. Everyone feared when they saw the two travelers. No one dared to say anything good about these men, or the same would happen to them. Christian and Faithful patiently bore everything. They did not become angry and were very careful with what they said. Again, there were people who noticed that these men were not bad people. They thought it was not fair what was happening. Carefully, they tried to make this known, but the others would not listen. "Watch out! If beatings, cuffs, and chains do not help, we can kill them too." Then the two men were dragged to jail. Their hands were cuffed again, and their feet were secured in the stocks. While they were sitting there unhappily, they suddenly remembered the words of Evangelist. Softly, they talked about it together. "This is exactly what Evangelist told us, so it is not strange what is happening to us. You see that it is really true what he said, and thus we also see we are truly on the right way. Our way had to be a way of suffering, and that is the case now. One of us must die. Yes, but that one is actually the happiest. Yes, for he will be with the Lord first." Thus they comforted each other. Then it was quiet in the prison. Christian hoped he would be with the Lord first, and Faithful hoped he would be the one. But they lay it in the Lord's hands. He knew what was best, and he reigned as he pleased. And that was always good. Oh, how calmly they could give it over to the Lord. They were content with everything they received from him. "Do with us according to thy good pleasure. Yes, do it at thy time and according to thy will." Explanation. If you want to serve the Lord, other people will notice it. They can hear it, for you desire to talk about the things of the Lord. That is the language of Canaan. Some people think this is strange. They think you are very different. You do not look like them. Your clothing is different. You act differently, and you talk differently. And what they think is really strange is that you do not want to fill your heart with the things of the world. Thus, evil thoughts arise about people who love the Lord. Also today it happens that Christians end up in jail, and that is only because they serve the Lord. Sometimes they must stay in an awful prison for many years. Sometimes they are beaten, and still they keep serving their King. Let us pray much for those people.